The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. We are here in Houston. Lance is in Tampa with the Meth Heads, and we get started. How are the Meth Heads this morning?
A little colder. It's 48 degrees right now.
So, did you bring out any? Did you bring a blanket out for him or anything? Nothing.
I didn't even dress warmly. I thought it was going to be warmer up here, and then it got a little cooler. So, I guess that's what's headed. Headed to Kansas City for the game this weekend. This cold weather.
Oh my God! It's going to be. It could get down to -5.
Yeah, it's. I've noticed that all of the projections for our weather have drop by about 10 to 15 degrees.
I know, right? So JT's up there. He's up in Springfield, and he said, you know, Dad, I don't know if I'm ever going to get a chance to go to another AFC championship game because I'm a Houston Texan fan. So I want to go to the game. And so he's going to go up there. It's only a couple hours up there. And I said this morning, I told him, have fun with that. Have fun with that -5 degrees that you're going to go into. Because, yeah, exactly. You know, when I was in college, I flew to Baltimore to watch the American League Championship Series. That's how crazy I was about my team.
Wow.
What's the craziest? Like, you know, him, you know, it's going to be an expensive ticket. I told him, you know, it's going to be a pretty expensive ticket. He said, well, I just won that tournament at Prime. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, good point.
Yeah, yeah. So, have you ever done anything crazy? I spent more, I think, than he's going to spend on that Kansas City ticket.
Oh, yeah, going to see Hamilton in New York when it was red hot. Absolutely.
Oh, that's – yeah, but you were a grown man.
Yeah. Oh, as a kid, yeah. I did not have the money to go do anything.
No,
I did. I climbed into someone's bedroom at night one time. And
what? No, what now?
A window. That's the craziest thing. You
were
get shot
you
in the
invited?
Face doing that.
Were you invited or did you – were you –
Yes,
someone.
I was in. Yes, I was invited.
Not
I
by
was
the not dad. Robbing not, by, anyone. Not by her dad. You weren't.
I was not robbing anyone. And you know what else I did? Dumb things. One time, I snuck into my parents' room while they were asleep, and I pulled out a credit card because I was just like, you know, I'm going to see if I can unlock somebody's window with a credit card. You know, I slip it under there, and I mean, these are things I wasn't going to do anything. I just wanted to see if I could do that at someone's house. That is a get shot in the face move. I don't know what I was thinking. I honestly don't know what I was thinking.
No, that's dumb.
And I didn't try to, but what was I doing? One time I got my dad's keys or my mom's keys to the car. I snuck into their bedroom as they're snoring. I grabbed the keys off of their chest of drawers or whatever it was. I go outside from the backyard, they don't know that I'm there. I put the car in neutral and roll it down, down the driveway into the street, and then just drive off to my friend's house. I mean, what? And when I come back, I just turn off the lights and pull into the they could easily hear a car. I don't know what I was thinking when I was a kid. This is why whenever I hear about dumb stuff, I'm like, yeah, well I could have got shot in the face multiple times.
Yeah, wait till your kids now. They heard all these stupid things that you did.
Try to fire that off before they got in the car.
And when they do all kinds of stupid stuff, I don't want to hear you go, what is wrong with you?
Oh, you absolutely are going to hear that.
Yeah. Well, it's genetic. Oh, no. It's not their fault.
It's not on them.
This is
not on them. Okay.
It clearly is baked into the code.
Yeah. No question about that. So as soon as I saw -5 degrees, I just went straight to mybookie.ag and threw down on the under, which has gone already from 57 to 54.5. People are loading up on that under. Tom Brady has played in cold, cold weather before in the aughts.
Right.
So he has been here, and he has, let's see, he won 17-14 over Tennessee. He threw 21 of 41 for 201 yards on a touchdown in a 17-14 game. That was the coldest game that he has played in. The coldest game in Patriots history was 3 degrees at Pittsburgh. This could be the coldest day ever.
That doesn't feel like a good thing.
Well, no, that's why I love the under. Hurry up and get down on the under.
I thought the same thing last week with the Colts and Chiefs, and that was...
How'd that work out?
Well, it wasn't easy. It worked out, but it wasn't easy. I mean, it was 31 points at the half, but then the second half, that happens a lot. Once one team gets a substantial lead on another team, the foot comes off the gas, and they start eating up clock. This one, I mean, I bet it comes down to 52 by the time it's all said and done.
Yeah, yep. The other one's still at 57. I kind of like that over.
They
played an over, obviously, earlier this year in an up-and-down game that the Saints won. I ended up winning by 10. And usually if you play – but these two teams are just going to go. They're going to go. I have a feeling that the Saints, they got that rust off. You know, I think they were a little rusty to start that game, and then they got it in the gear. They're gonna be pretty damn good again. But this is going to go up and down the field. This could be fun.
It could be. I think it's going to be a good game, and you might be right. One game maybe end up being enough. Can you imagine seeing Patriots and Chiefs with their defenses in a game that ends up in the 40s? It has to be weather is the only way that can happen.
Well, and how dumb was this? Instead of playing the early game in the sun outside, they're playing the late game. It's going to start at 5:40, and how cold? It's going to be even colder at night. You would think that they would want to play that thing outside during the day and, you know, at least get somewhat warmer. And the Saints game at night inside, that would make much more sense.
Right.
But apparently not.
How does that work? Is that a TV thing?
Yeah, or I think CBS had the rights for the national.
Difference? The night. It's going to be cold.
Yeah, but if
it
was in L.A., I don't imagine they would have done that.
Is it? I don't know. Does it alternate depending?
Who's ever further west?
Or CBS and Fox, they alternate times year to year? How does that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it would probably be the westernmost team is going to be the late game.
Yeah, I guess.
Because if it was on the West Coast, I just couldn't see them playing at 2 o'clock, which would be noon there. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe Fox had the late game last year. CBS gets the late game this year.
It would be interesting if the Eagles had won, if that game was in L.A., would they have started it at noon in L.A.?
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I don't know. I just if it's going to be -5 degrees, I just think under. Let's go. And
why
already
would JT want to go to that?
I don't. Well,
you heard his reasoning.
Awful.
You heard his reasoning.
I don't. It still doesn't make sense to me. Does he know what that feels like?
Yeah, no, I know. Yes, because he's been up there already for over a year, so he knows how cold it is. But not sitting outside probably the upper deck.
Yeah, if he gets frostbite and loses a couple fingers, can he sue the Texans? Because he's only there because he doesn't believe the Texans are ever going to get to one.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll ask.
No, but you heard him. He said he doesn't expect his own team to ever make it.
Texans fans. When are we going to get to a Super Bowl? When are we going to get to an AFC championship?
Dad, do you think I have a case against the Texans? Is there any court that will hear this?
We should call Jamie Roots and see.
I'm sure he'd love that phone call.
The, So, Dell, why don't you ask the question as you asked a little bit earlier?
Well, it's the off season, and the Astros are making moves, not on the field, but they are going around town doing their little tour thing where players will show up at certain locations. KRP, let's just say a news station, since they're not our favorite one, has a story about where the Astros are going to be throughout the month or so. And they call it a caravan. And I feel
we're supposed to get AJ Hinch in studio too, I believe.
As part of that caravan?
I've already checked into it. I think we may end up during the caravan stuff getting AJ Hinch.
I just feel like caravan is a word maybe that they should have changed the title of that. Maybe like a tour.
Yeah. Or,
because caravan's a buzzword.
Gypsies.
And I don't want that traveling up north a bit, north and east, and maybe someone hearing about a caravan going through Texas and saying to himself,
I don't think of that. When I hear caravan, you know what I think of? I think of Irish gypsies.
I think
of travelers. I think of the travelers.
I think of the Peaky Blinders.
I think of Brad Pitt from because that was a caravan he had.
Oh yeah, that was a caravan.
There are travelers.
I think of off season greatness. I think of the Houston Astros.
Look, I'm glad the Astros are doing this. I mean, they might as well do something. They're not doing anything, you know, with acquiring talent. But why would you call it a caravan when that is such a thing? I mean, my neighbors may have heard about it, and that's why they built the wall.
So tell me about this wall that's being built, Del.
Yeah, what about the wall going up around your house?
This thing started like on Friday or something. I get home and I see these people getting ready to put some work in. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you. Don't talk to me. I'm just going to get in my house. I don't care. And I come out on Saturday morning because I just went in on Friday and didn't come out until Saturday afternoon. And there's like a 7-foot section of a wall being built. Like, it's my neighbors have a backyard that you can pretty much see into, so I guess that's what they're doing it. But it's a 7-foot tall, out of place wooden wall, and like there's this fake brick facade that it's connected to, so it's completely out of place. If the HOA would stop bothering me and actually look at my neighbors, they may take issue with it. I feel like the wall has come to Lake City.
I kind of feel like they're trying to wall you off from any contact.
You know, it's completely fine because one of the neighbors is like a 55-year-old grandma or so, and she'll do her yard work in a bikini.
What?
Oh, yeah. So
what's up, girl?
No.
Hey, girl.
No, she's not Sandra Bullock. It's what a 55-year-old grandma.
It's not Elizabeth Hurley next door?
No.
Bird Box? Are you Bird Boxing?
No. I am not the dude from Moonlight who's in Bird Box having his way with Sandra Bullock. She looks like what you might think a grandma would look like. And she's out there doing your artwork in a bikini. So I'm a fan of this wall.
Who was that guy in Moonlight? I guess it's been 2 years. What was he?
He was a kid who was featured as the, we just saw him at different ages.
When he was an adult dealer.
Yeah, when he was a drug dealer.
I got you, okay.
I'm glad for that gate, but it's out of place. I feel like the wall came to League City. You've seen it.
I've seen it.
But here's the thing. Dell is okay with you walling yourself off because he doesn't want to see you anyway.
Yeah, right.
I'm good with it
because it means when I pull up into my driveway, there's a less of a chance of her looking out and seeing me and having this weird, awkward conversation where I don't remember her name, but she remembers mine. But
you've seen all the time.
Yes. I don't want to talk to you. I just got food. Let me get in the house. But you see,
I don't remember names.
Yeah,
like, sometimes people at work.
Hey, I'm like, how are you?
And I feel kind of bad because she invited me to Thanksgiving this past Thanksgiving.
What?
And I was like,
invited you to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she had her grandkids.
And how did you just no thanks?
No, I asked my dad who was in town. So it's like that was actually a real thing. I didn't have to lie.
Did you bring your dad over?
You should not be at this woman's house. It is very inappropriate.
Why would it be inappropriate, Dad?
Because she's 55, Del.
It would have been her daughter and the grandkids. It would have been this whole family thing. It wasn't just her by herself.
She wants you to be a bull, Del. Do not do it.
Don't call me a bull. You've been watching Pornhub, I see. Someone's been watching Pornhub.
He's in Tampa by himself in a hotel with meth heads.
Watching Pornhub.
They're all sitting around watching Pornhub.
Is she
from Russia? Is this woman?
No.
Possibly?
My dad's not going to like her. She's not from Russia.
Maybe you can hook the
Ukraine. No, she's an American. When she put her Ted Cruz sign
maybe
in the front yard.
Maybe you can hook up your dad. Huh?
I'm not doing that because then I have to spend more time with a woman whose name I don't know. So I'm not doing that.
Hey, Dad, you should hook up with her. What's your name?
What's your name?
Dell's going to be out there helping build the wall.
Well, you know what? Just call her Trump from now on because she's building a freaking wall.
Let's extend this all the way down the driveway.
Hey, is there any way we could make this 14 feet high? I mean, you sure it's tall enough at 7 feet?
Shouldn't it be glass so we could see if she's throwing drugs over or something?
Yeah, it's not well constructed because not that it, I guess, a raccoon could get underneath. It's elevated like maybe a half a foot to foot off the ground, so I don't know what the construction thought is, but
just I don't want to look at you anymore. That's
what
it is.
That's pretty much what it
that's
is.
All it is. Hey, before we get to a break, John, where would you guess? I'm looking here at SeatGeek at the prices for JT for a single ticket.
$480 something.
Okay, I got $539 in the lower deck.
Oh yeah, no, upstairs was like $480.
Upstairs, I got $321.
Oh, they're going down. Well, now it's going to be. I'm going to tell you. I told them wait till close to game time because by game time, people are going to be.
Oh yeah,
so
one
freaking cold.
One ticket. That's a cinch.
Yeah,
that's the move.
All right. Why don't you talk about insurance for people?
Let me tell you about your homeowner's insurance. So, TGS is a brokerage company that they shop insurance companies for you, and they shop homeowners, and they can find the very best rates for you, the very best coverages. And this has become a model that has been a great model for a lot of people because they're saving a ton of money on their homeowner's insurance. Raheel saved money, and then he saved less money, but he still saved $200. But what he decided was to add flood insurance, which he didn't have previously. And yet he still saved $200. So the savings, they were still there, and he increased coverage. I've increased the coverage in my house by $100,000, and I had a big savings when I made the switch over. You guys can get your homeowner's insurance quote in just a matter of seconds. And that's not hyperbole. In a matter of seconds, if you text money to 232323, it's going to text you back and say it's an automated text, and it'll say, what's your address? You put your address in, and then in just a few seconds, the algorithms shop all of the different homeowner's prices that they can find, and then they give you the very best one. And then from there, you can decide when you compare it to what you're paying, if you want to continue the process. They can shop other places. They can change and alter your coverages, more coverage, flood coverage. If you want to add jewelry or whatever to your coverage, just make sure that you text money to 232323 and find out what they can do for your homeowner's insurance and car insurance as well. TGS Insurance.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we got some auto show tickets to give away. A few of them, so let's do one now. Early, you early listeners, you get it. Get revved up, ready for the 2019 Houston Auto Show. Win a pair of tickets to the 36th annual Houston Auto Show. It's the largest auto show of the South. First place you can see, hear, touch, drive, and experience the industry's latest and greatest offerings. Don't miss the Houston Auto Show, January 23rd through Sunday, the 27th at NRG Center. Tickets available at HoustonAutoShow.com. Get yours now. Experience over 800,000 square feet of automotive excitement. 713-780-3776. Caller number 4 is going to get those tickets to the auto show absolutely free. It's right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, all right, we got a lot of stuff to do here this morning. But Terry has been waiting, and he'd like to talk about his Houston Astros and what they're doing this offseason, which is very little, seems like. What's going on, Terry?
Hey, good morning, guys. I don't really want to talk about what the Astros aren't doing. What I want to talk about is how in the world are the Yankees signing every freaking free agent out there? I mean, who did they lose? Any idea how they're going to manage it? You know, like they're signed. They've gotten Paxton from the Mariners. Whatever his name is. How are the Yankees able to sign all these people when they had a full roster that went to the playoffs last year and the year before? Any idea?
How they're doing it with money. What do you mean? They're the Yankees. It's what they always do.
What is this call? How in the world are the Patriots getting to the Super Bowl? What do you mean?
They Patriots don't spend money, but I mean, how is that look?
But they got Brady, and the Yankees have been spending money since the 70s.
What do you mean? How are they doing this? What are you talking about? There's no salary cap. They just, it's the Yankees.
Well, not as much as I mean, I know they're spending the money, but I mean, all these players they're signing. I mean, they had a full pitcher roster last year. They've already signed two free agent big pitchers this year.
And? It's what the Yankees do, man. Did you just wake up to baseball this week?
No. What are they going to do with their players? I mean, are they going to cut players? Are they going to cut starters? Send them down to the minor leagues? I mean,
Terry,
you got to put it in reverse.
Put it in reverse, Terry. I'm sorry. You got to put. Sorry. You can't. How are the Yankees doing this?
What are they going to? What do you mean? What are they going to do? Are they going to cut? No, they're just going to add more.
No, they're going to add.
They're going to have four all-stars on the bench. It's what they do.
Yeah.
How in the world are these Golden State Warriors winning basketball games? What? Terry.
It's what they do. Guys, have you seen the spending? Have you seen the spending? Or the Pentagon is okayed.
Yeah,
toilet seats $1,000.
Guys,
yeah,
have you seen
that way forever?
Yeah, guys, have you seen all these people buying stuff on Amazon? What the heck is going on with this? What? Lance, let me ask you this. So it's mock draft time. I hope you know that it's already out.
Not for me. Not until next.
Okay. What would you have you seen Yadni Kajus yet?
Yeah, that's not going first round. I don't. PFF needs to just stop doing mock drafts.
Is this PFF's mock draft? I think it is.
Yes, it's PFF.
Yes, we got PFF's. Kajus. Okay, but
Yadni
I saw
Kajus is not going in a first.
I saw SB's and they have Juwan Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about him?
I would co-sign that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Will he last till 23? Juwan Taylor is a tackle at Florida. Everybody.
There's a chance he could last till 23.
There's a chance he lasts till 23.
Yeah, I think that's possible.
So Yadni Kajus beat it.
Yeah. No.
What about Yadni Kajus second round?
Yeah, still feels a little high, but that's where he'll go.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with it. I think he's more of a third round player personally. But
how about
I don't know that it gets a lot better with Yadni Kajus right now. So.
How about they've got Kyler Murray sixth to the Giants?
Okay, if that's what they want to do, go ahead.
If that's what they feel is right.
If that's what you feel is right, then go right ahead.
What about Nick Bosa?
I was with Bucky Brooks, who does the NFL Network and NFL.com stuff, and we were there with a former NFL running back, not Zoe, who works for the Raiders, and Kyler Murray's name came up, and immediately this guy was just slamming Kyler Murray, and the whole conversation was, do you go by the old NFL standards or is it new NFL standards? And this guy's old school and said, man, he is going to get murdered in the league, murdered. And Bucky and I, our contention was, I mean, if you catch him, if you get a good shot on him, he could get murdered, but there's not a lot of guys getting good shots. And the other guy just said, look, all it's going to take is one time for his protection to break down, two guy, a blitz to hit him good, and he could be broken in half.
Isn't that the same, though, for Russell Wilson and Drew Brees? And
Russell Wilson's about 20 pounds heavier. But yeah. It is the same for any quarterback.
Yeah, any quarterback can get broken. If you give one shot to the back, that gives you whiplash.
His point is that Kyler hangs on to the ball forever, and he's more likely to take more punches.
You mean like number four?
Yeah, he hangs on to it for a while, too. And I think we're concerned, although I was more concerned with him running than. And Kyler Murray doesn't take those big. Deshaun challenged guys when he was getting hit hard. I'm not going to see Kyler Murray challenge anybody, but number six, we have officially gone to college football if a 5'9", 180-pound quarterback gets drafted six by Dave Gettleman, then I don't even know football anymore. Because Dave Gettleman is the least likely guy on the planet to draft a 5'9" quarterback.
All right, they got Bosa first. You buying that?
Yeah, so probably. I don't have him as a number one rated player, but it's not going to be Quinnen Williams. I don't think you'll draft a defensive tackle first. They say Rashawn Gary is going to run a low 4.5s, but his tape's not as good. He just has great traits. Like he's going to measure out at 6'5", 280, and he's going to run a 4.5. And everyone's going to go, holy crap, and it'll be like JD Clowney all over again. But Bosa, I think Bosa is probably the safer pick because there's not a quarterback who I don't think, unless Haskins. Well, no, because Arizona doesn't need quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think Bosa is probably the safe pick.
Yeah, you really don't need quarterback in this draft until I guess if you're not if you're
the Giants, right?
Yeah, the Raiders, the Giants are at 6, yeah. Jacksonville 7. So those two, there's where your run on quarterbacks go.
I saw Raiders is the number one in the odds. You know that we get sent some different odds. I saw Raiders were the favorite for Kyler Murray.
Really? Yeah, well, they're 4. They're at number 4. But no, I don't know. No, I don't know. I could certainly see him trading out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they trade out of there, but man, is that – I don't know. Maybe Gruden is okay with that.
I don't know. You think that Mayock's going to be okay with that?
It doesn't matter. Mayock already said Gruden makes all the wrong
calls. No, he's going to make the decisions, but you don't think that Mayock would talk him out of that?
I think Mayock would be in his ear about drafting a fight. Yeah, I think Mayock is more about traditional traits and values of positions, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a split because John Dorsey was too, and he drafted Baker Mayfield. And that's another thing that Bucky and I talked about. Bucky said, I'm going to tell you, I didn't see this with Baker. He said, I just did not expect Baker to have this kind of a season. He said, I really didn't know that but you know, he's one of those guys that has some, I can't really say how it's phrased, but he has some jerk in him. But when they say that, they mean it in a good way. Mm-hmm. When they talk about he's got that arrogance in a good way, that he is wants to prove you wrong, and he doesn't have a lot of fear. And if you can find guys like that, and Kyler Murray might have some of that too. Now, here's what I didn't know. Did you know this, Dell? Because you know these kind of weird factoids. Did you know that Drew Locke was a Division I basketball talent, was offered multiple scholarships, basketball scholarships from FBS schools and was a first team all-state baller, like big time basketball player from Missouri.
I can't say that I did. I may have heard the story at some point because in one of those fat toy stories, but no, it didn't pop. I don't think about him like that at all.
So
I don't either.
So after one of the games, JT's games, we go over to one of the parents' house and we're watching Missouri play, and guys, some of the guys on the team were there, and they played against Drew Locke when he was a kid, and so they're watching Drew and screaming at him, hating him. He is not, and he may have some of that jerk that you're talking about, I think.
Yeah.
And so guys who played against him when they were kids, not big fans of him. Not big fans of. Maybe he was a bit cocky when he was a little bit younger, which is fine. I mean, kid obviously. How talented is that kid? When you can play, you're one of the top quarterbacks in the country, and you're also a Division I basketball player. So he's probably got some of that jerk you're talking about in him. You know, walking around with his backpack. You know, hey, we're just on our way to school with our backpack stuff going on.
What's wrong with having a backpack?
No, remember
Tom? That's not the reference.
What was it? Like, wasn't he putting on his backpack?
You know how Florida State had their stupid turnover bag?
Yeah.
I got the bag. That's what it was. I'm in my bag. Like, yeah, things are going well.
I thought he had his backpack and that's what Tom Herman was doing.
It's a backpack type thing, but he's really just saying, I'm in my bag. Like, I got things going right now. We're flowing right now. That's all.
Right.
I'm in my bag.
Right. Childish Altuve says, how does the sun rise in the morning?
Hey, Raheel said, how does Alabama get all these 5 stars? What?
What's his name? Oh, yes, Terry.
Put it in reverse, Terry.
Like I said, how does JT got the money to afford going to the AFC Championship? What?
Well, he got it. He got in the money at Prime Social.
Oh, you damn right he got in the money.
You can get in the money at Prime Social, too. It doesn't take it just takes catching some cards, making some smart reads, and knowing when to fold. And, you know, it does take a little bit of luck. And that's the thing. You don't have to be an expert card player. JT's not a shark by any
stretch. He just learned about 6 months ago how to play.
And there he is going to get – now he gets to sit in minus
cash
5 degrees.
Cash and checks in his bag. He's in his bag.
Now he's in his bag, and he gets to go pay somebody to sit outside in minus 5 degree weather. It's weird how poker works sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you go to Prime Social, and John will tell you. They got the big birthday celebration coming up, the 1 year anniversary, and that's going to be a big deal on the 25th.
That's right. So it's the 1 year anniversary. They're going to be splashing pots, doing all kinds of stuff on the 25th. Then February 9th, if you're playing right now, you go and play in cash games, and you are building up every second that you're playing, you're building up time. The top 80 players who have ever put in more time, the most time that you put in, you got a $20,000 free roll. You got a chance at that $20,000 pot absolutely free. All you got to do is play. The best place, there's no question about it. 7801 Westheimer, Stony Brook and Westheimer. It is the nicest facility, secure. It's got 10 tables, 15 tables going at once. It's the place to play. Prime Social, PrimeSocialTX.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. Did you think that I would listen to you now? Something new, so get in line with all the rest. And I will wait till you realize you're out of breath.
All right, 734 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. The number. If you'd like to call in and hang out with us, you're more than welcome to do that. Mark wants to get in here and talk about Tyrone Prescott from North Carolina State. What do you say, Mark? How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, yeah, I was watching the Aggies NC State game, bowl game, and they said Tyrone Prescott, the senior, had only let up two sacks his entire career, 4 years. I mean, that's pretty dang good, man. Where do you have him ranked? Do you see him going in a certain round? And would he be a good fit for the Texans? I'll hang up and listen, man. Thanks.
Thanks. Undrafted. Big and slow.
And they moved him from right tackle to left guard.
Yeah, big and slow. And those pass pro sacks, those pass pro stats, completely ignore them when you hear them. First of all, two sacks. There's lots of guys who give up zero sacks. But the second thing is, I mean, he's a big wide guy, which is fine, but he's a downgrade. He's a downgrade from any Texans guard. So not draftable to me. And if you do draft him, he is not an upgrade. He's not the kind of guy that you want to he's not the kind of guy you want to man the ship. Did you see where the Colts let their offensive line coach go?
What?
Yeah, this has gotten some play for me on Twitter from different people. The Colts offensive line coach was let go, and one of the reasonings given was that Frank Reich, he was one of the guys that Josh McDaniels had hired previously, and Chris Ballard decided to go ahead and honor the contract for the guy because, you know, it wasn't the coach's fault that Josh McDaniels skipped out.
Mm-hmm.
So when McDaniels skipped out, Ballard didn't want to screw the guy, and he said, "We'll honor the contract and bring you in." And apparently, the word is that Frank Reich wanted his. This is what's out there, at least, that Frank Reich wants his own guy, and so they're going to make a switch at offensive line coach, and that Frank Reich is out there, you know, putting in a good word for the guy with other teams, and so there's some offensive line positions opening up, but obviously. I've got Texans fans asking about, you know, getting rid of Devlin and hiring this guy. I can tell you that there were some coaches that were already let go. I think if Devlin were going to be let go, it would have already happened so that the Texans could be in the market for a line coach. So I don't think they're getting rid of Mike Devlin. For those who are clamoring for Mike Devlin, the O-line coach, to be gone, I don't think that's happening, or it would have already happened.
Yeah, and I think what we've ever heard from Bill O'Brien is that he's a Mike Devlin fan.
He is, and... But you can be a fan and still end up making a change if you're not happy with it. I think they want to get a little better talent at tackle before they, common thought inside the organization is they need two tackles. And they don't really run from that. They think they need two brand new tackles, and they need a bunch of cornerbacks.
Well, and the bad thing for this guy is, man, you did a great job. You had the fewest sacks allowed this year, and they're still letting you go? I know Frank Reich wants his own guy, but...
I know, that's tough.
That's not a good thing for him. I mean,
that's That's really tough, and I think that's why. I mean, I think there are going to be teams that say, well, that's just how it works, where if a guy wants his own guy, he wants his own guy. I think the proof is in the pudding for him, though. Statistically, they ran the ball. They protected the quarterback. You know, I would think he'll be able to get a job fairly quickly, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. But Mike Munchak, did you see this? And I guess it really is – this really is a case. I thought Mike Munchak was leaving the Steelers. This is incredibly unusual for a guy to let his contract play out and then just go somewhere else in a lateral move. But Mike Munchak, one of the top offensive line coaches in the NFL, just let his Steelers contract play out and wouldn't re-up, and then he went to Denver. And he said he wanted to be closer to his daughter and granddaughter. And I thought, that's not true. And, you know, more money was involved too. And I thought, well, that's not true. He wanted to – my guess is he wanted to get out of that crap that's going on in Pittsburgh. But from what I understand, it really is just more money and just wanted to go to you know, to be close to family. And that – because the Steelers, they've been on board with this the whole time and said, that's fine. We understand. We're just going to promote our assistant offensive line coach up to – to head offensive line coach, but I just thought that was very strange to
see
that happen.
I don't think so. I heard the story about, as a matter of fact, about Vance Joseph yesterday. He was like, you know, hey, the Browns are calling, and he's like, ah, I ain't going to Cleveland. He goes, well, you can win in Cleveland. Yeah, but I don't want to live in Cleveland. I don't, you know, I want to go where, and when you're at Mike Munchak's stage, I want to go and live where I want to live.
You know, I think Larry had some considerations with the Cleveland Browns because he knows Freddie Kitchens, and I'm not sure that old Larry wanted to live in.
You
want to
go live
weather.
Where you want to live, and Vance Joseph goes, I want to live in Arizona. How awesome is Arizona?
My dad's in Phoenix right now.
Yeah, he loves
working
it.
Working out a couple of players. Oh, he loves Phoenix. I wouldn't. I mean, who loves?
Has he called Cliff
all the time? No, he hasn't called. He hasn't called Cliff. He's just working out. He's just working out some a couple of offensive linemen. So we'll keep an eye. One of them could be a Texan, Max Sharping from Northern Illinois. Keep an eye on him.
All right. Well, let's get the recommendation from Larry. How's it going?
Yeah, I'll find out. We'll see.
We got so much stuff to talk about. One of them is, and this is bad news. You see, they haven't come to terms with Daniel House, and he's going back to the Valley because
what is going on with
Daniel? His two-way contract is up, so he can't. He can't play anymore for the Rockets, so he's got to go back to the Valley now. They couldn't come to terms.
He could, but then the Rockets would have to come to, like, turn his two-way deal into a guaranteed NBA deal, and they want to sign him on a cheap to a longer-term deal, which they did with Gary Clark, I guess. And Daniel House is like, I start for you guys. I'm not taking that minimum nonsense that you gave to Gary Clark.
Yeah,
and the Rockets are like, well, we don't want to give you a bigger deal than that. So Daniel House is like,
watch. No, that, so they can't keep him anymore.
Players.
Yeah, they send him down, which they did, or he gets a guaranteed deal this year, and then he's a free agent. And the Rockets aren't looking for that right now.
Well, guess what, though? You're in the middle of half your team is hurt. This guy's starting for you. Does this make sense? Well, I guess you don't want to risk him being a free agent after this?
And maybe if he starts for you the entire year and he plays as well as he had, then money will come up, will go up. And they want to get him locked in on a team-friendly deal. I know.
And
so that's the battle.
Good on him. He doesn't want to settle for a lower deal.
The Rockets aren't giving away a bunch of money or even good money. They've got two guys under giant contracts.
I get it, but this guy's a rotation player right now.
Yeah, but
and he will be even when these guys get back.
Don't you feel like, though, they can find those kind of guys? I mean,
but okay, I guess if they're two-way deals or 45-day contracts or whatever, 10-day deals, can multiple 10-game deals? I don't know. Do you think you can find a guy that's going to start for you like that?
Remember who – well, he shouldn't – you don't really want him starting in a perfect world. He's more of a bench player. They found Gerald Green. They found – who was the guy?
Yeah, and they found Daniel House, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They find guys. I don't think – who was the guy that they found from the Vipers, the one that they had in the Vipers about 5 years ago that was just shooting the crap out of the threes, and then he was gone. Troy Daniels. This is the guy – they find these guys.
Well
– and then they let him go.
Yeah, okay. Well, then let him go. Why don't you play him out? Give him the guaranteed money this year and let him go.
They're letting him go.
No.
No.
They don't want to let him go. They want to come to terms on the deal. They just don't
eventually,
want...
Eventually, they're going to
They don't want to become a free agent after this season.
And he's not.
Guess what? You need him this season.
And he's not willing to sign the deal, the type of deal they gave to Gary Clark, it appears.
Guess what? How is this any different than baseball with arbitration? You have a guy under your thumb. That's what the Rockets are doing.
Yeah, but you can't use him. At least in arbitration, you get to use him. you've got to send him down to the Valley.
Well, they could still. I mean, they could still come to terms with him.
Maybe. Apparently not. Because dude wants a bigger contract.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. But now you can't use him.
I'm glad he's betting on himself. Unless they come to terms on the contract.
Right. Which his agent isn't going to do because they feel like he can make more money.
They've got leverage.
Okay, you want Brandon Rush? How's that going to be? Jody Meeks? You want some of that?
Brandon Rush, I mean, I don't know. I guess.
No. Hey, why do you think he's a free agent right now?
I just don't get that worked up over ancillary players, because the one thing Daryl Morey has done forever is find ancillary players.
You know what he is, though, Lance? A starter. He's not an ancillary player right now.
I don't think he is an NBA starter on a playoff team, generally speaking.
No, but I'll tell you,
he's a guy who plays with James Harden.
What we've seen out of him, though, so far, is that he can be a rotation guy.
Yeah. Oh, no, for sure. But that's my thing, though. With James Harden, a lot of guys can be rotation guys because they're going to get open looks. Can they shoot it at all? You're gonna get some really good looks when you play.
Dude is scoring. I don't know.
I guess 39% 3-point shooters are hanging around on the street. I guess they think they can go find another one.
I think it's good. Troy Daniels shot like that. Troy Daniels was lights out, and they let him walk.
I know.
I was like,
But they're not. Here's the thing about this. They're not letting him walk. They're not using him and then saying, beat it. What they're doing is they're sending him back down, and now they can't use him. I don't get it. But Daryl Morey knows a hell of a lot more.
Well, he's played a lot of minutes lately.
Yes.
It's a lot of minutes.
Yes, he's a big part of at least keeping it afloat right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, you know what Thrive Plus did? Thrive Plus has changed their name. They're Cheers now. But it's the same great product. Cheers is a supplement designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol and help you, me, and the 60% of Americans who drink feel better the next day. I like to have a few cocktails. You know what I like? Cheers. At the end of the night, you take 3 Cheers pills, go to sleep, and it's going to work on your liver overnight. Don't take my word for it. The product was developed by a team of 5 PhDs and an Ivy League scientist. You probably saw them on Shark Tank. They were on there. Simply take the 3 pills after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, the company is going to give you your money back. To order Cheers, go to cheershealth.com. That's cheershealth.com. Order by 4 p.m., and it's a Houston-based company, so it'll be on your doorstep tomorrow. So if you're looking to feel better, you like to have a few cocktails, okay, all right? Nobody's going to, it's okay. But you want to feel better. And one of the reasons that you won't have a few cocktails, I don't want to feel sluggish tomorrow. How about get some Cheers? Don't drink without Cheers. I don't drink without Cheers, and neither should you. Wake up, and your liver is going to thank you. Cheershealth.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Coors Light. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 750 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. This morning is the press conference. We're going to have Jim Crane on, talk to Gene Diaz. Get him on, talk about golf here in the city of Houston. Looks like Memorial is going to be closing for renovations. By the way, you can go play Wildcat. Wildcat, if you Memorial enthusiasts. And they got a great deal going on for seniors. Mondays and Tuesdays, just $30. So that's a great deal. But it's always affordable, always great. It's been raining. As a matter of fact, we had to play cart path only on another course yesterday. And Wildcat... You're driving up because it's the highest elevations, Dell. And what happens? The winds whip through there, right?
Yeah.
Dry the course, right?
That is something people should
be aware
of.
Fairways.
Like, I would say make sure you you have a trusty guide or Sherpa, as I like to call them, because the elevations are very high. I just think it's a tragedy that you had to go cart path only.
Yeah. No, it's not fun. But it was a great time had by all. But anyway, so they're renovating. It looks like they're going to have the Houston Open there. Jim Crane's making the announcements today. He's got a big group together to go out there and going to be at Memorial Park this morning, a 10 a.m. press conference. So we'll try to get him on tomorrow or the next day to talk about all of this right here on ESPN 97.5. You're home for golf. You're home for the PGA Tour. Well, not really, but whatever. Jeff wants to get in here and talk about Jadeveon Clowney. What do you say, Jeff?
Hey, guys. So I want to talk about a trade, obviously. I was thinking this is a prime time opportunity to trade Jadeveon Clowney to really help Deshaun out, especially with all the holes needed on the offensive line. And I wanted to think about the value we could get for him. I'm thinking maybe a second and third for him. But also, you know, I think the Texans for the draft need to trade up to get their guy for the offensive lineman. We have an extra second-round pick to do so because Deshaun's approaching the territory where he's going to become the player who he is. For quarterback, I think he needs better habits still. I talked about in the beginning, his bad habits aren't going to change unless he gets protection. So I wanted to let y'all talk about that.
What do you get for Jadeveon right now in a trade? I think more than a third. I think
you get a first.
Yeah, a late first probably.
You get a first for Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah,
you give away Clowney though. I mean, man, just
isn't Jadeveon Clowney better than any pass rusher in this draft?
Yes.
Yeah. So I mean, you could get Yes, you would get a high pick, but is that better, happening?
You can draft some guys like I don't know how his name is pronounced, Ja'Quai Polite from Florida. I think is really talented. There are some pretty decent edge rushers, Montez Sweat later in the first from Mississippi State. But I mean, to do that, it's just like hitting reset. I guess you're just looking to basically hit reset at the position for a cheaper figure. You just want to go cheaper. It wouldn't be the first time that's happened. I'm not completely averse to trading Jadeveon Clowney, but once you do that, just know that Whitney Mercilus might as well be a cap casualty this year. If you dealt Jadeveon Clowney, I feel like J.J. Watt might not be here in 3 years. You know, you just never know with J.J., with some of the physical stuff he's gone through. So, to me, you're now having to rebuild your pass rush, too. So now you've gone from knowing you have to rebuild your offensive line and your secondary to now taking a look at your pass rush, too. I just don't. That's a lot to do in 1 year to try to have to fill all those spots, and I don't know if the Texans want to keep making themselves weaker.
The Texans have almost $15 million in cap space right now. You're going to have to give him big. I guess you're going to have to give him big money, and then you're going to have
franchise him.
Yeah,
franchise him and go get a free agent,
which is big money.
Him, go get a free agent cornerback. You know, I spoke with someone in the organization about Aaron Colvin, and they just said, you know, he just didn't come back the same way after the ankle. Just wasn't the same guy for whatever reason. And I don't know that they're writing him off yet. I think they'll, you know, he's obviously just signed a contract. I think he'll get next year as well, but he really needs to show something. And the Kevin Johnson thing is going to be very interesting to me because he does not fall in line with what Brian Game wants. Height, weight, speed. He's a traits guy. And Kevin Johnson at a slight build does not fall inside the parameters of what they're looking for at all. So I wouldn't be shocked if Kevin Johnson is not a Houston Texan next year. He had the concussion issues, and then he doesn't fit physically the makeup that they want because, you know, every hit can be a catastrophic injury for him. So I think Kevin Johnson will not be on the team. I think J.J. will be gone. Sharice Wright will be gone. I mean,
I don't think Kevin Johnson will play another down of football.
That might be true, too.
I mean, first of all, he wasn't very good at it when he was playing. And secondly, if he takes, like you said, another hit, his brain could explode. So
well, his whole body could break and shatter into a thousand pieces. So yeah. I don't think that's going to. And we've already got enough guys like that on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and so you don't need that on defense as well. All right, 756 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Making sure that we are on. We're doing. We're going on time, Lance. Remember, because that's what made you the number one show in the afternoon and in the morning. Okay. So try it. We're going to try to stay somewhere close to the clock. Why don't you tell people right now about getting some testosterone?
Stay on time. So I'm actually off schedule. I was supposed to be in on Monday, but I obviously had to fly out on Sunday. So now I will get in tomorrow. I will get in tonight. I will go to Men's T Clinic tomorrow, and they will readjust my dosage to get me caught up and get me, to get me balanced out. That's one of the things that they do that makes them so good. Is that they get you to your optimal level. And if you have been diagnosed with low testosterone and you're somewhere else and you have not seen the benefits, chances are they did not have you on the right level. They did not have you where you were supposed to be. At Men's T Clinic, you see a provider every single time you walk in a facility, whether it's Pearland, Pasadena, Cypress, or in the Heights. And they will continue to work with you and find out where you are in case they need to decrease or increase your dosage so that you get to the optimal level that your body processes and needs. And that gets you back to being the real you, your best you. You can live that best life. You have the energy level to go do fun things on the weekend. You got the drive and determination to be your very best at work or even at the gym when you're working out. You will see a difference in your body type. You absolutely will. Within 2 to 3 months, when your body gets fully locked in, you're going to start to notice that your workouts make a lot more difference, and you're going to see some of that belly flab start to disappear. Make sure that you go to Men's T Clinic and find out if they can help you get back to being the real you. You don't need to sit in that funk that you're in right now as a couch potato. You can get out from under it and get back to having the life that you previously led and that you want to get back to. Men's T Clinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.com.